With the 36-mile Razorback Greenway to be completed within the year, officials are looking for ways to complement the trail and connect smaller communities to the paved bicycle and pedestrian route that runs from Bella Vista to Fayetteville. The Northwest Arkansas Regional Planning Commission wants the public's input as they, along with other advocates in the community, begin to develop a Northwest Arkansas Regional Bicycle and Pedestrian Master Plan. Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas spoke with a couple of the plan's key members, and she has this report.
For those of us that live in some of the larger communities of Northwest Arkansas, such as Fayetteville, Bentonville, or Siloam Springs, the success of a public trail system is easily seen. Take an afternoon walk along Skull Creek Trail in Fayetteville, and you'll be met by bikers, dog walkers, runners, and commuters. But for those who live in some of the smaller outlying communities, like Farmington, Gentry, or Elm Springs, there are no trails, and there is no connection to this Razorback Greenway. Steve Bosmowski is a planner with Alta Planning and Design, a national greenway company that has been in the area since 2008. He says this regional master plan is the next step, and over the next several months, we'll be collecting input from 25 communities with 1,000 people or more.
Meet with local leaders, attend local events, and that way collect information. Kind of that local insight is sort of the key kind of thing that when we go out there, we want to find those key issues as far as infrastructural components, programming. Some communities, may not have had any sort of process or thought towards trails and things like that, and we'll offer resources of where design guidelines, things like that, and what other communities are doing as well. But also, there will be ideas and people in each community that will be able to provide some kind of insight, and we'll get things started in communities depending on, the level of interest or the level of involvement they've had in bicycle and pedestrian consideration so far.
Basically, they want to know where the key connections are, which locations bicyclists and pedestrians want access to, whether a downtown area, a public park, or schools, but also what kinds of things people are involved in right now.
There's, a number of bicycle clubs and organizations involved in this type of stuff in the area, and we want to bring those resources together and pick their brains about what they're doing and then also augment them, enhance them. Okay, so now what can we do now that we're thinking about these extensions from the Razorback Greenway, and you guys are always doing these after-school programs, these guys are doing this over there. How can we move forward from there?
Yeah, we would like to see people be able to integrate the trail experience into their everyday life. So whatever it takes to make that easier for them is the kind of information that we'd like to hear.
That's Misty Murphy, Regional Trails Coordinator with the Northwest Arkansas Council. A big component of the planning is focused on the younger generation, how to get students to and from school without relying on automotive use, releasing some of the congestion school traffic causes. Misty says connections to schools have proved successful in the larger communities.
I know of a school in Rogers that recently was able to get rid of two bus routes because so many children at that elementary school were walking or riding their bikes to school, and that's all because of the trails that they've recently put in. So it can very quickly change the culture of a society if you just get involved and use it.
The council is focused on looking at the region as a whole and how it can help it prosper. An avid biker herself, Misty's position there is brand new. She just started at the end of September and will focus primarily on outreach.
We have a lot of different cities that are working together, and it seems like, we've had Fayetteville finished and Bentonville finished, but then we just kind of had this zone in the middle where there wasn't a whole lot that you could do yet. It's really coming together in a regional context. So I see my job as really promoting the Greenway on a regional level and getting people to use the trail, getting the awareness out there, and helping the cities collaborate together on really what is a pretty large project.
The hope is that a resident can work, say, in Bentonville, yet live in Lowell, and have the ability to bike to work safely. That commute just isn't possible right now. She says that amenities like this will help the local economy, whether providing a passageway to business or as an attractant to the area for employers and employees. There is also a cultural link to developing this master plan. From Pea Ridge to Prairie Grove to the Butterfield Trail, Northwest Arkansas is home to many historical landmarks. Steve says a heritage trail plan is already in the works, yet it focuses on on-road historical connections.
The old Trail of Tears, they've mapped out exactly what that corridor that followed through this area, and the idea is to design sort of a bicycle and pedestrian facility along those corridors, and Trail of Tears, Civil War travel trails, and the Butterfield Coach Trail, the old trade routes that are once upon a time served a different purpose than they serve today, but are very important components of this history here, and they can also form an interesting component to bicycle and pedestrian developments here as well.
He says that's exactly what he wants to know about, places that are important and meaningful to people in the community, where residents place value and want to go. Recreation also plays an important role in this multi-use plan.
I think this area has done really well. You know, people have areas to go and get exercise and get outside, but also incorporating transportation components, the actual commute to work and there's utilitarian commutes too, or be a big part of it as well. So it's definitely a dynamic effort as far as cultural attractions, recreational avenues, and then the utilitarian purposes as well. So kind of tying all those things together going to be part of the plan.
Steve recently spent an afternoon in Farmington, west of Fayetteville, with local officials and received a tour of the town.
So, for example, some of the things that we talked about, the 62 corridor right through town is a pretty tough section to cross if you wanted to walk or ride a bike. And, they have a culvert that goes under the road where kids walk under because it's way safer than the road and probably more fun too. It's kind of sneak down there, and it's a beautiful riparian corridor once you get away from the road. And so things like that. There's little kind of nooks and crannies in each community that we want to identify and take advantage of those opportunities to build trails and connect different parts of the community.
It can be difficult for smaller, more rural areas to see the benefits, and that's why this plan is being developed.
We hope to be a good resource for them and be able to help catalyze future planning efforts that can, just to know that they also have a team that's approaching this stuff aggressively in the area to help draw from.
And once I've seen from at least from the example in Bentonville is once you have these amenities available, people do use them. I mean, if you look at how downtown Bentonville has changed over the last couple of years, you can't go down on the Bentonville Square anytime and not see a bunch of cyclists out there getting ready to, just ride down the Crystal Bridges Trail or get on some mountain bike trails out there. So it very quickly can change the culture of a community.
The group began outreach and taking input at Fayetteville's First Thursday last week. And thanks to a grant from the Walton Family Foundation, will continue their efforts at farmers markets, fairs, and events in towns across the region for the next couple of months, with the goal of developing a plan next year. To provide input online or see a list of session dates for the Northwest Arkansas Regional Bicycle and Pedestrian Master Plan, visit nwabikepedplan.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.